Well, it's going to be a two-day tour, as I said, the 4th and 5th. And we're going to start, first we fly into Amarillo, Texas, and that will be our headquarters, if we per se. So we will be in Amarillo, and that is the panhandle part of Texas. And we will, on day one, we'll see both the processing side as well as some of the dairy infrastructure. So we'll start out at Hillmore Cheese. And as many know, the Hillmore Cheese plant that started in California, and then the second plant that was built and located in the Panhandle, this one is actually just went through significant expansion. And we'll hear from the operators out there of what their plans are and really what does the dairy infrastructure look like to them. And we'll have an opportunity to really kind of pick their brains a little bit as we tour that facility. And then we'll go to Avalanche Jerseys, which is closer to the Delhart area, and that is a 2,400 cow facility right out in the middle of that panhandle. From there, we'll go to Delhart Jersey Ranch, and that is where they've got over 27,000 dairy heifers housed. They range from 6 months of age all the way up to the time to their confirmed pregnant. 27,000 dairy heifers all at one location. Day two, we'll go to Del Rio Dairy, and that, again, is a dairy that's about 4,000. It's 80% Holsteins with a mix of Brown Swiss and Brown Swiss Holstein crosses. They've also done some other outcrosses with Norwegian Reds. So we'll kind of see a dairy that I think has a little bit different look to it. The interesting thing here is really where they look at their throughput and their speed through their parlor, just having a different perspective. High Plains Dairy will be another stop that we will go to and hear from a business perspective. We'll get some of their matrix. They have the whole model. If you can't measure it, you can't manage it. And we'll get an idea of how they take a perspective on benchmarking, how their technologies and their rotary parlor have worked for them. And there, the DeWitt family will share not only what they do on this dairy, but other dairies that they own throughout the Texas area. And then the Dairy Fountain in Plainview, Texas, will be another one of the dairies that we see. This is another crossbred herd that's about 70% Holsteins, straight Holsteins, and about 30% of them are crossbred. They have an 80-cow rotary parlor. Again, very different approaches to some of the things that we would see typically throughout the Midwest. The tours will then conclude. We'll have an opportunity with both days to have kind of a round table where we bring the farm and the participants on the tours together, and we'll have evening festivities.
And really a chance to learn about dairying on a different scale in a different climate, isn't it?
It is what our, listening to our farm members, this is what they've asked for, is to take us to different parts of the country. This is actually the fourth year we've had national tours, and it gives you a perspective to get away from your driveway, see something totally different. In this case, and for many of us, it's a different climate, a different approach, but you find a lot of commonality, and you can always pick up new ideas, things that maybe they have mastered and figured out there that are new approaches that you can take home to your dairy.
Now, registration due by?
Well, registration is due by the time that they have to buy their plane ticket. If they're flying to Texas or if they're close by, they just need to meet us at our headquarters. But we would like to have, everybody needs to be pre-registered so that we can plan as far as the bus tour goes. So I would say with by the last day of October, at the very latest, we want everybody pre-registered so we're prepared to pamper them and make this the best experience. And they can do so by going online at the PDPW website at www.pdpw.org or give us a call at the 800 number, which is toll-free, 800-947-7379, and we'll help them out.